Good morning.
Hey, Seattle.
As always, it's your girls, Jasmine and Shantae.
Welcome to another Thursday morning and another episode of The Way with Jazz and Tay.
We'll be bringing you lots of laughs and class to get you ready for the day and the weekend ahead.
Will it be the way or not the way? Find out and join the conversation.
Hey. Welcome back to another episode of The Way with Jazz and Tay. It's your girl Jazz and
Shantae.
And this is our first time clearly doing this. One of us in Seattle and one of us in Atlanta. So bear with us.
But still on the same wavelength.
I know, that was crazy. We are so excited to be back here. I know that for sure. I definitely missed doing this. You know, 2 weeks is too long to be away. So I'm glad to be back because I have a lot to say.
So much. And it's like also in 2 weeks, so much has happened.
Also, yeah.
Like, it's like we can't even really take a break without just everything just popping off. I'm like, gosh. Like, all right. At least
the world is going up in flames. All right. Well, let's go ahead and get into our like weekly recaps because, again, there's lots to cover. Hey, I want you to kick it off because yours is more exciting than mine.
I'm actually going to take it back because I've done a lot in the last like 2 to 3 weeks. I was in Cabo on vacation. I took an actual week off of work and play. And well, it was play, but I took a vacation, went to Cabo, which that was amazing and honestly so necessary just to stop and what's the word, guys?
Recharge.
That's the one. I just stayed out in the sun all day, every day. I got to swim with dolphins. I went on wine and jazz fest, catamaran cruise, and we got to see whales on that and the sunset. That was beautiful.
It was very close to the Catalina wine mixer, but not in Catalina. It's Cabo
wine mixer.
It's the Cabo wine mixer.
Yes.
It's the Catalina wine mixer.
It is.
We all had to say it. We all had to get it in.
But the one thing that I wanted to note, you know, I obviously went internationally in the middle of a pandemic, mm-hmm. and I would like to say that Cabo is doing things right. I mean, what can you really do in the middle of a pandemic? But they're taking all the necessary precautions to make sure that people are coming in clean, taking temps. They've got the little arm temps or the head temperatures. They're like, you know, hooked up on walls. So you just walk in. There are like little sanitary like mats that you walk on when you walk into anything. So you like clean your shoes off even. There's like 3 mats that you have to walk past before you get into any restaurant. There's hand sanitizer. They're giving it out, like, hand sanitize your hands, get this and that. And it's like, I was kind of iffy. I was like, I don't know how this is going to go. We stayed in a resort, so everything was pretty well maintained. And they even provided us COVID tests midweek because you have to have a negative COVID test in order to get back into America. And so, you know, got that on like Wednesday and it came back immediately. So it was just like the process. And I guess being out there, what we realize is that they need Cabo open, but I guess it's like, if you need your economy to be open, there are ways to do it. And I felt extremely safe out there just, you know, with everything going on, all things considered, I should say.
It's funny that you say that because that's how America felt. Like, oh, well, our economy needs to be open, so we're going to do what we need to do.
And that's really why I said it, because America has been like, we need our economy open, but we're not going to do anything to make sure that anybody's safe. We're just going to open it back up.
We're just open.
Like when Inslee was like, we're opening schools and teachers, the fact that you even think you should be vaccinated is an insult. And I'm like, the fact that we are in the exact same place we were a year ago and you are mad at them for not wanting to go back to work is crazy to me. Anyway, neither here nor there. But Cabo was awesome. After that, I'm now fully vaccinated. And then we made our cross-country road trip. That was insane and it was intense. And honestly, I think I'll probably never do it again.
That's what I've been saying all week. Everybody's like, oh, how was it? And I'm like, it was great, but I don't think I'm going to do it ever again.
I I will do it again if I take more time.
And yes, same. That's literally, okay. Same.
Yeah, like we were just trying to, I mean, like we didn't have the time
to just
spend 2 days in a location and really do anything. So it was like, it was what it was. So it was,
yeah,
it was cool for what it was, but it was like, we were also trying to get to Atlanta ASAP. And so it was like, I don't know how you make that drive any better, because we were like, we got to get up, we got to go. And we passed through like 4 to 5 different time zones also. I was like, what time is it? And what is my body on? I don't even
know. What was the craziest one was like when we were already on like Eastern time, you know, so we were already technically like 3 hours ahead than it was in Seattle. And then we spent a day where we were like an hour behind, you know, we like somehow went back. And then by the end of the day, we were back on like three hours ahead. I was like, what?
There is some place in Tennessee or in between. It is somewhere in Tennessee that is not on the same time zone as the rest of everybody else. So we literally were in Kentucky on Eastern time and the rest of Tennessee. Then we passed through this one section where it was like, now you're an hour back. And I was like, how are we still not on time? Like, why does the GPS not match what's on my phone?
We were so confused.
I was like, I just want to get there. It doesn't make sense. So yes, that was interesting. It was fun. When we were in Utah, we got to see these arches and it's kind of like a canyon land. It was beautiful. I've never seen
it was gorgeous
like it. And I really enjoyed being able to, you know, take a bit of a detour to go see that. The rest of the drive was very just like middle of America, nothing, flat land and prairie and a lot of Jesus signs and anti-abortion signs.
Gosh,
so I was like, let's just get out of here.
It was crazy.
Did you feel yourself kind of on the foot pedal going a little bit lower, lower, lower?
Like, there was a few signs that it was like, you know what? Can you just look up that website? Because I want to see what they're even talking about.
Craziness.
I think my favorite part of those middle
Midwest
earth drives or whatever, wherever we were, was those purple bushes, those red bud trees or whatever. Yeah. Those are so pretty. They're like these bright purple tree looking things. And I was just like, what are these? These are so pretty and cool.
Yes. So that's really my recap and what I've been up to for the last 2 weeks. Going forward, I am looking forward to 2 bachelorette parties coming up real soon. Everybody's getting married because they couldn't last year.
Right.
I'm going to all the bachelorette parties and I'm going to all the weddings and it's about to be a really busy summer for me, but I am ready.
Cause you relax in Cabo.
Ready.
Cause you relax in Cabo. You got to recharge there and you're like, let's bring it.
Exactly. And now I'm like, let's gear it back up. How about you, Jazz? What's your weekly or your bi-weekly?
Yeah. So, I know, right? I'm like, I'm trying to think, the first week, not even anything was really going on outside. We had just moved, so we were doing a whole bunch of, you know, unpacking and getting the house together. And then, you know, the road trip, of course. I miss Josie so much. I do. I was looking through my phone at pictures, and I'm just like, oh, I can't wait to give my little nugget some kisses. But other than that, so my car has not been like washed or detailed in like over a year. It's kind of, you know, gross. So I'm finally getting like an interior detail this weekend. I'm really looking forward to that because I'm going to feel like a whole brand new person. And then secondly, I'm getting my nails done. Like I'm getting my first set of acrylics in over a year. This girl that I know through one of my last jobs at the Dershane Group, she was like a bartender there and she's actually like an acrylic artist. She goes by Nail Mage on Instagram if you guys want to check her out. But she got me in. She was able to like squeeze me in and I'm really, really excited because one, I've not had my nails done in a long time. And two, she does really cool like hand painted stuff. Like she's really good. So I'm going to feel like, again, a whole brand new person. Jazzy 2.0 coming to you.
Yo, I'm going low because I broke another nail the other day working.
Oh, on the same hand?
Yeah. Oh, well, on a new hand. So.
Oh, Shantae.
It's over. I'm just going to start over. Start over. And what else? I feel like you had another point for your recap.
No, No, girl, that was pretty much it. It was, yeah, that was it.
Was Josie updating her Instagram feed on the way over?
Oh!
I mean, come on.
No, you guys. Actually, no, I'm so sorry. Shantae is right. I almost forgot. So, you guys, I'm pretty much famous on the internet. Just thought I'd let you guys know. I'm just kidding. No, so I...
Vinny, this is what I deal with all
I know,
the time.
Right? And there's more than one internet, apparently.
It's like she's the only person who doesn't know she's famous. That, I'm like, duh.
Okay, so I watch The Masked Singer every single Wednesday with Latia, my other roommate, and I tweet them every single week that I watch because there's like a few people on there who I know, we all know for a fact, like who they are. So every week I'm like, just reminding you guys that I know who this person is, you know, all that kind of stuff. Last night, they responded to me twice. Not once, but twice. Okay.
So having a whole conversation with the Masked Singer Twitter account.
Yes, basically. Boom. So they know who I am, okay?
Life but no, changing. Life changing. I have made it to the top.
You know, right, exactly. And then another thing that happened earlier this week, you know, and this is actually kind of tying into what our hot topic is for this week, but Britney Spears made a post from this person who had made a sign, a black person holding a sign that said, you know, white people have generational trauma. No, sorry, white people have generational wealth. Black people have generational trauma, you know, like we're not the same, whatever. And a lot of people were upset, of course, at this hot take that she made. And I, you know, commented, I made a comment that a lot of people didn't really like, a lot of white people didn't like, but it was factual. And it got a whole lot of attention and I was low-key, I was over it, to be quite honest, you know? Like I had, it went semi-viral. It has like almost 6,000 likes on it now. And there's also like 500 comments underneath it of people just, you know, going back and forth on it. And yeah, so I'm tired, I'm exhausted. Somebody even on Twitter like screenshotted her comments and my comment happened to be in there. So people on Twitter were like, you know, kind of getting some notice on that. So yeah, I am basically famous on the internet, guys. So I will update you guys next week on who decides to respond to me when I tweet them or if I make any other viral comments.
Well, it's funny that you brought this up because it's not a viral tweet by any means, but somebody had tweeted something about Rick Ross music. And I always say this about Rick Ross music, but like, I'm like, I love his music because I feel like I'm supposed to be in a convertible top down in Miami, cruising on the beach with my hair blowing in the wind. And I tweeted that exactly. And I've said that on the show before, everything. And the way that tweets blow up and how annoying it is, like you think, okay, like nobody's gonna care, because most of the time people do not care about what you talk about. Right. And it takes one tweet and I'm like, this thing has gotten like almost 300 likes and about 20 retweets, and I'm like, I'm tired of the notifications. Like,
no, exactly. Right. It's like, stop at me, or like, how do I mute this?
It's also cool that so many people are resonating with this comment, because I'm like, it was a whole setup, it's a whole scene in a mood. So
yes. No, I feel that.
Yes. Twitterverse.
Okay, so let's see. Let's get into our rundown. What outside of, you know, I think we've finally recapped the last 2 weeks. A lot's been going on. We are some busy girls.
Yes.
But what can we expect for the rest of the show?
Yeah, so we're obviously going to do an icebreaker because we have to break up this show with how serious it's about to
get. It's going to be, right.
We are going to do a Mad Lib, the virtual meeting. Jasmine's got something fun for us. I've got a list of adjectives and nouns, so we're ready for that. And we're going to do a review of the week. We're getting back to our regularly scheduled plan. And we're going to review a couple of shows that we've been watching. And then we're going to get into our hot topic. Benny, you're going to want to hit the buzzer on me on this one or be ready when we get to the hot topic, because I'm probably going to cuss a couple times.
Oh, but boy.
New year.
Oh, boy.
It's the same stuff. We are dealing with the same things we were dealing with a year ago today.
It's only April.
I know this because last year in April, we were talking about George Floyd, Breonna Taylor, Ahmaud Arbery, all of them.
Yep.
So, you know, we just had to go ahead and do it again. But, you know, there is a little bit of a silver lining in that hot topic. And you guys already know what it is, but we'll talk to you more when we get there. So before we get into our icebreaker today, we just want to remind all of our listeners, anybody that's tuned in, if you are a small business owner, a creative, an entrepreneur, whether that's music, that's a service, a product that you offer, we have 30 and 45 second ad space available. No matter what the occasion or the service, like I said, we have a spot for you. So please email us at thewayjt@gmail.com. Or you can DM us on IG for more information on our rates.
And additionally, don't forget to follow us on Instagram at The Way Jazz and Tay, or subscribe to our YouTube channel and our show on Apple Podcasts. You guys' support really does mean everything to us, and we appreciate the love. That's a new thing, so I'm so sorry. I completely forgot. I was like, what are you talking about? Yeah, the icebreaker comes next.
You've had a couple weeks off, so it's okay.
Okay, so for our icebreaker though, this was actually like a card that was sent to me via mail, and everybody at work doesn't really care about it. So I was like, well, this is cute and fun. I care about it. How can I, you know, do this? So I was like, let me make Benny and Shantae participate in this with me. So you guys know what a Mad Lib is, of course. You know, me, I'm the reader. And I don't tell you guys what the theme is of the story that I have. And that you guys need to give me adjectives, verbs, nouns, whatever the space calls for. And the results are often going to be a pretty funny story. So this one is the virtual meeting, okay? I need one of you guys to give me a business name.
Microsoft.
I was going to say Amazon.
I was going to go Microsoft.
Okay, let's go with Microsoft because right. I prefer
okay.
them.
Okay.
Love it. All right, now I need a plural noun.
Fingers.
Ooh.
Ooh, I like that one. You guys got an adjective for me?
Bountiful.
There we go.
Oh, I like that. Give me a liquid.
Ciroc.
I was going to say ice.
Well, it's a
definitely
form
a solid.
In some state.
Would you say, Benny?
Ciroc.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Give me an adjective ending in ED. Ooh. So like past tense.
Tay, you got this one.
Panicked.
Oh, I like that. A noun.
Oh, that's a verb. Oops. Station.
Sheep.
Station.
Sheep.
All right. Now give me a place. Like a destination.
Jamaica.
Ooh. Okay. I want to go to Jamaica.
So do like, I.
That's my next stop. Tay's my next stop.
I need another adjective.
Dusty.
Oh.
I think I
okay. And a noun?
Building.
There we go.
Okay. I like it. Okay, I need one more noun, guys.
Chameleon.
Okay. That's so funny.
There's a chameleon on Masked Singer.
I know, that really? That's exactly why. Yes, I was like, oh, how funny. I was just talking about the Masked Singer. But also, what is even funnier is that the next item I need is an animal.
Oh, well, you can change
dolphin.
The last one. Oh, dolphin.
Dolphin.
Good one. That's a good one.
Love it.
Although it's, you know, good.
Okay, give me a food.
Pizza.
All righty. Give me a number.
11.
Like it. Give me an adjective.
Yikes. Heavy.
Okay. An article of clothing?
Pantalones.
Bless you.
Oh my God, excuse me. So I'm just going to write pants. You guys, that was the weirdest thing ever. That sneeze literally came out of nowhere. I'm so sorry. Whew. Give me a verb ending in ing.
Allergic to pants.
Sneezing.
Sneezing, right.
Perfect.
Perfect, yeah, right now.
Perfect. Perfect. Give me a person.
It was Beyonce or Diana Ross for me. That
all right, so Beyonce. Another verb ending in ing.
Tripping.
Love it. And then last one here is going to be a plural noun.
Hairdos.
There we go.
There we go. We need to work on our nouns and adjectives, guys.
I'm actually just looking at a list of them and I'm just scrolling and then like stopping on the
figuring out
one.
Which right. ones. Gotcha.
Yeah, and then we're also battling so who's going to go next too. So it's kind of like, all right, is it your turn or my turn? So.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Are you guys ready?
Yep.
Yes.
So yesterday I had a very important virtual meeting with some people from Microsoft. In preparation, I took down all of the fingers that were displayed in my office. Wouldn't want those in a background. I made a bountiful cup of Ciroc. And when I logged into the virtual meeting, I was panicked to see myself on the screen as a station. I must have somehow turned on a filter. I managed to turn it off, but in doing so, I switched my background to Jamaica. I turned the background off only to be interrupted by a courier delivering the dusty building that I had ordered online. I'm sorry. Of course, the sound when they pressed the chameleon at the front door sent my newly adopted dolphin into a frenzy. After the initial chaos, I managed to get the meeting back on track, but what a stressful day. I later decided to unwind with delivery from my favorite pizza restaurant. I put on my heavy pants and spent the next 11 hours sneezing on the couch while binging that new show starring Beyonce about tripping hairdos. You should check it out.
Well done. Well done. Well done.
Okay, so the person he said came on as a station reminds me of that Zoom meeting with the older people, and he showed up as
a cat.
Was
like,
yes.
I'm not a cat. I just want to let everyone know I'm good to do my presentation, though. And I was like, no, sir.
Yes. And the cat's eyes are like darting. It's like
I was like, we're going to have to take like a brief recess and come back when you figured that out, because there's no way I can focus if you're going to do it like
Didn't
that.
Didn't he bring in like an assistant at the same time? Like they were trying to work on it while the meeting was still proceeding?
Yes. He was like, I got my assistant here.
Yeah. I assure you, I am not a cat.
Right. That's it.
Okay, so there were two things in here that worked out too perfectly. So like I switched my background to Jamaica. That was like a regular, that was like a normal one. And then this one, I ordered the delivery from my favorite pizza restaurant.
Yes.
Who doesn't do that? Everyone does that.
Everyone.
Exactly. And puts right, on their heavy pants.
Right. I know, that's funny too. I appreciated that. Thanks guys for humoring me.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun.
I think I'm gonna try to make Latia do this later, but with different ones, and see what results we get.
Well, you guys, that is our icebreaker for today. We are going to go ahead and jump into a quick break. You are listening to The Way with Jazz and Tay. Stay tuned. Studio 143, a spot where we can make our content our way.
With an identity rooted in community and culture, Studio 143 is a place where local and non-local creatives can fellowship and create.
While primarily an event space, Studio 143 has all the audio equipment you'll need.
Whatever the task may be, Studio 143's got you covered.
Learn more about the studio by visiting their Instagram at studio_143_primed.
I'm Nathan Mumm, and I'm the host of Tech Time Radio. Saturdays from 4 to 5 p.m., you can listen to our show live. The hosts cover top tech stories with a funny spin.
That's good. So, hooked on phonics worked for you, didn't it?
Yeah, just a little bit.
Grab your weekly technology without having to geek out.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Only on Tech Time Radio on 1150 a.m. KKNW. We talk technology for the everyday common person.
Hi, I'm Dr. Shelley Flace with today's tip for kids from the American Academy of Pediatrics. The nicotine in e-cigarettes is addictive and can harm brain development. That's why I worry about teens who try e-cigarettes. Many young people use pod-based e-cigarettes like Juul, which have high levels of nicotine. and because teens' brains are still developing, they can quickly become addicted. The tobacco industry uses fruit and candy flavors to attract young people, often turning them into lifelong users. For more, visit healthychildren.org.
Looking for a new way to start your mornings with current events and trending topics?
Hey, y'all, it's your girls Jasmine
and Shantae from The Way with Jazz and Tay, your new favorite weekly morning show.
Catch us every Thursday morning from 7 to 8 a.m.,
where we'll be bringing you fun icebreakers to kick off your morning,
reviews to inform your day, and all the new music. Again, catch us, your new favorite duo, Jasmine and Shantae, every Thursday from 7 to 8 a.m.
Keep up with us on Instagram at The Way Jazz and Tay and on Twitter at The Way JT.
See you on Thursday.
Don't let that herd mentality lead you off a cliff. We support Thinking for Yourself on Alternative Talk 1150.
Welcome back to The Way with Jazz and Tay. Before the break, we gave you guys our weekly recaps as well as played a fun little Mad Lib titled The Virtual Meeting. And that was actually pretty funny. You guys gave me some good stuff there. So thank you for participating. Now we're going to go ahead and get into our review of the week. And this week, both Shantae and I have shows that we would like to review and recommend. Shantae, I'm going to have you kick it off. Tell us about your show.
Absolutely. So last weekend, you know, after I'd gotten to Atlanta, I was just kind of, you know, tired, trying to recharge. And so I sat with my stepmom's mom, and she was watching this show called The Feed, which is on Amazon Prime. It's a TV series that came out September of 2019. And it's based on a novel written by Nick Clark Window. Everybody in the show I've never seen before, so I'm assuming they're all British actors and actresses, so I've not taken the chance to name them. This show, I came in and she was on episode 3, and we finished it that night at like 11 o'clock at night. It was full-on binge. Yeah, it was like, I think it was like every episode she was like, all right, well, we could turn this off if you want. And I was like, but no, it's getting good. And like, that was every episode. I was like, it's getting even better. Like, what is going on? A short summary of what it's about. It's in the near future London. So think Hunger Games crossed with like, crap, I had the two. It was Hunger Games and Black Mirror. Put the two together.
Oh, okay.
So like, it's not present day. It's definitely in the future. We're doing weird stuff, but like all computer based. So in the near future, London, a man invents a brain implant that allows people to instantly share thoughts and emotions so they can read each other's thoughts, essentially.
Oh no.
However, when the technology falls into the wrong hands, users start to become murderous and the inventor's family are driven apart.
Oh my gosh.
Yes. So, you know, like with any technology, there's some kind of virus or bug that messes up.
Malfunctions or something. Yes. Yeah.
And then everybody is at risk because everybody at the time has this implant because they start with like, you know, some whenever they started it, they just started implanting it in the babies. So like pretty much everyone has everyone's connected through the cloud or like through this feed. And the main guy who created it also is like kind of like the puppet master. So like he controls the feed and like know how to control it and keep it.
That kind of reminds me of Westworld.
Yes.
In that aspect.
So, yes. It's really good. I recommend it. I was actually surprised to see that IMDb gave it a 6.3 out of 10 and Rotten Tomatoes gave it a 57%. However, it's been liked by like 82, like it said most people gave it 82% or something like that. Like most people who watch it enjoy it. So the people who matter liked it.
The people who are like, actually watching it.
Yeah, I feel like Rotten Tomatoes and like, you know, the film critics, they're all just like, oh, let me be as critical as possible. And I'm like, I don't know how you get a 57 because it drew me in and you don't even really need to watch from episode one because I jumped in 3 episodes in, understood what was going on and absolutely hooked. Yes.
Nice.
It did end in a way that they could possibly do a season 2. However, I don't know what they would do. Pretty much everything was destroyed at the end.
Time to rebuild.
Exactly. on top of that, I just started the show Them on Prime Video. It's been something that's talked about. I don't have quite as much information on it because, like I said, I just started it. I'm on episode 2, and it's giving me Us and Get Out vibes. It's
okay,
kind of scary.
Okay.
And it is dealing with like this Black family and probably like the 1940s or 50s. I would even say earlier than that because it talks about the Great Migration to the West Coast.
Okay.
And it deals a lot with redlining. So it's about this Black family that moves into this white neighborhood in California. And of course the white neighbors are not having it. So
happy, right.
Everything in their power to drive them out, not knowing, you know, what drove them there and the demons that they're dealing with. So we get a lot of that stuff. And I was watching it by myself and I was like, so nobody told me this was scary. I don't want to be watching this right now. So
is this on Prime too?
Yes, this is a Prime Video show as
well.
Look,
I'm about to add this to my list. I wasn't sure what to expect with like what I had seen. Yes. But if it's good, then heck yeah.
Yeah, so far it's pretty good and it touches on a lot of different like issues that Black people dealt with in this time. So it's interesting to see, and I feel like every episode kind of covers something different. And then lastly, I just wanted to mention that a Black lady sketch show is coming back on Friday and I'm so happy.
Yes!
And that's going to be on HBO Max.
And Shantae's famous in her own regard when it comes to a Black lady sketch show because of her Halloween costume and Robin Beatty. Yes. And she literally looked just like her Tep, and Robin Thede reposted her and interacted with her and everything. And Y'all are basically friends.
We are best friends. And I've already told her she needs anything. I'm here for her. Stunt double, a kid for tax purposes, whatever.
I was like, wait, hold up. A kid with her or like claiming you as her kid?
Yeah, she could claim me as her kid. I'm fine with that.
I love that. I love it. Yeah, so I only have one show here that I'm going to review. And for me, it was kind of random because it was like when you watch Hulu or when you guys have Hulu, once you guys finish a show, it'll automatically kind of like start playing something else. And this is what happened when I came across the Carmichael show. And there's only 3 seasons of it. The Carmichael Show, it's a sitcom comedy, but it is written and I think directed by Gerard Carmichael, who is a Black guy. And the cast is majority Black. It's got Tiffany Haddish in it. It has Laurel, Loretta Devine, David Alan Greer, like a bunch of big names. And you know, that just makes for a great cast because Tiffany's hilarious. David Alan Greer, Mr. In Living Color himself, like, come on now. He to me is like an icon as far as that kind of comedy stuff goes. So you know that it's going to be a good time, but it's also very educational. Like, it came on and I was actually kind of like, you know, I think I was like napping or something and I woke up and I was like, what is this? What am I watching? And the next thing you know, I'm like really into it because it went off the air in 2017. There's only 3 seasons of it, but what they talk about was extremely relevant and it still resonated with like what is going on in our country today. And I was watching it and I was kind of confused because I could tell that Tiffany and Laurel looked like, you know, younger than they do now. And I was like, is this new? And I was like, but no, I know this show has been off. But I was like, but how is what they're talking about making perfect sense? You know, like, you know, it, right. They were
touching, same-ish.
Literally, you know, they were touching on Trump's first election, you know, him running for that first political campaign. They were talking about, you know, police brutality and the killing of unarmed Black men. And it was just like, oh my God, this has literally been the last year all over again. But this was probably in what, 2015 when it aired, you know, it was just,
I mean, you have to think about the time too. I mean, that's around the time of like what Mike Brown and Philando.
Right. Yeah.
Ferguson. And that's just goes into our hot topic, the name. It's so crazy. We shouldn't be doing this every year.
Every single year. It's a vicious, sad cycle. But again, I do want to point out how, like, it's really funny all at the same time. And, you know, it's not all heavy. You know, there's like an episode that I watched where, they were trying to announce an engagement, you know, and, you know, the stigmas or like the issues that come around with that, because, you know, they're a younger couple and they want to kind of define a relationship their own way. And there's this issue of, should we tell our mom, you know, my mom, that we're moving in with each other before we're married, you know, those kinds of conversations, and how, you know, big of a deal that kind of stuff is. So it's not all heavy, you know, it's all real relatable stuff. But again, I also love seeing it being portrayed by a Black family, and, you know, a Black family where both parents are together, and that kind of thing. It's highlighting us in a very positive way. And we don't see that too often, to be honest. So to kind of tag along with what Shantae was saying, it has an 87% on Rotten Tomatoes. So it's rated pretty high by the critics as well. I don't know what the IMDb score is, but I'm going to assume it's pretty high as well. Excuse me. Like I said, you can watch it on Hulu. If you guys don't have Hulu, you can like watch it on YouTube and Vudu, but it'll cost you. So just stick to Hulu, because it's like $5 a month.
Is it? But, did they take it off of Netflix?
I haven't seen it on Netflix. When I was like searching places to watch, the Hulu was the only one that came up for me.
Okay.
But yeah, there's only 3 seasons, so you can get through it quickly. They're like 20, 30 minute episodes. But again, very, very good time. You'll be laughing. Like, I had some good belly laughs in there.
It's funny you bringing this up, because when I watched it, it was random. It was like I didn't have anything to do, so I just threw it on. And yeah. I ended up watching like all 3 seasons in like a day or two. And I was mm-hmm. like, wow. But also it's that good. It's funny as well.
Yeah, it is. It is. Gerard Carmichael, he's a very good writer. You know, he's made a good name for himself and comedic actor in general. So he's got other stuff too. Check him out in general. He's a great guy to get to know.
All right. We are going to go ahead and get into another break before we get into the heavy stuff and talk you guys' ears off about what's been going on. Stay tuned. You are listening to The Way with Jazz and Tay.
Looking for a new way to start your mornings with current events and trending topics?
Hey, y'all, it's your girls Jasmine
and Shantae from The Way with Jazz and Tay, your new favorite weekly morning show.
Catch us every Thursday morning from 7 to 8 a.m.,
where we'll be bringing you fun icebreakers to kick off your morning,
reviews to inform your day, and all the new music. Again, catch us, your new favorite duo, Jasmine and Shantae, every Thursday from 7 to 8 a.m.
Keep up with us on Instagram at The Way Jazz and Tay and on Twitter at The Way JT.
See you on Thursday.
Have something important to say? Want to help improve our world? Need to promote your business uniquely and effectively? KKNW is the answer. Our staff helps broadcasters and podcasters create professional-sounding audio. Bring your talent and let our experts help you craft a radio show or podcast that best delivers your message. Learn more at 1150kknw.com. That's 1150kknw.com. KKNW, talk variety that's live and local.
I'm Nathan Mumm, and I'm the host of Tech Time Radio. Saturdays from 4 to 5 p.m., you can listen to our show live. The hosts cover top tech stories with a funny spin.
That's good. Hooked on phonics worked for you, didn't it?
Yeah, just a little bit.
Grab your weekly technology without having to geek out.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Only on Tech Time Radio on 1150 a.m. KKNW. We talk technology for the everyday common person.
Studio 143, a spot where we can make our content our way.
With an identity rooted in community and culture, Studio 143 is a place where local and non-local creatives can fellowship and create.
While primarily an event space, Studio 143 has all the audio equipment you'll need.
Whatever the task may be, Studio 143's got you covered.
Learn more about the studio by visiting their Instagram at studio_143_primed.
Make us part of your daily routine. Alternative Talk 1150.
Welcome back to The Way with Jazz and Tay. Before the break, Shantae and I both gave our reviews of the week. I talked about The Carmichael Show, which you can watch on Hulu. And she talked about The Feed and Them, which are both available on Prime. So, as well as, hey, starting tomorrow, the Black Lady Sketch Show will be available on HBO.
Woo, I hope to be on it one day. You know, I could just be on like an episode.
No, right? Even just as like as a guest star or something. Yeah. No, we've been waiting for that for a while because when we watched the Black Lady Sketch Show, we went through it very quickly and we were like, this is it. There's nothing else. Okay.
Right. I need more. I need more. So let's get into our hot topic.
Yeah, we need to switch gears and bring on the heavy.
Yeah. So what has been happening? As you guys all know, in the past year, we've seen numerous attacks on Black and Brown people, especially at the hands of the police. Last year, the murders of Ahmaud Arbery, Breonna Taylor, and George Floyd sparked protests for a majority of the summer. It means a very tumultuous time for America, especially as we deal with the mental health repercussions of the pandemic and subsequent lockdown and quarantine. Mm. 1 year later and next to nothing has changed. While things have relatively quieted down, especially as we all waited with bated breath for the verdict of the Derek Chauvin trial. However, the last week of the trial, there was multiple police shootings. So there was a police shooting in the last week of the trial in Minneapolis, which is the same police department that Derek Chauvin was in. And then the one that happened in Chicago actually happened in March. And I think that they had just released the body cam footage of it.
Yep.
Last week or two weeks ago. And then there was actually just another shooting in Columbus, Ohio, the day that we received
yesterday
the news the verdict. It was on Tuesday.
On Tuesday.
Yes.
Yeah. So the police have been busy just killing folks. Yeah.
Let's start with the high though. Like let's start with the verdict.
Yes.
Because
yes!
It's only going downhill, yeah.
From here.
So as you guys all know, Derek Chauvin was on trial for a whole month for a murder we all watched. Okay, yep. There was clear evidence and a bunch of witnesses. So, like, I don't know why we even really needed to have a trial. It was kind of like guilty, 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 but I understand how the justice system works.
It was a formality.
luckily, happily... Thank the Lordly, he was found guilty on all three charges. Charges being second-degree murder, third-degree murder, and second-degree manslaughter.
All three, baby!
Of the charges found guilty, which is what we needed.
Literally everybody that I talked to about this was expecting, you know, one of the three, maybe two of the three. But to get all three?
Yeah.
And I mean, you know, I only watched bits and pieces of the trial. And, you know, from what I saw, if they didn't come back with anything other than guilty. It would have been a problem.
Minneapolis would have burnt down to the ground as well as many other cities because it wouldn't have been acceptable. From what I understand, the max sentencing he could receive is 40 years in prison for this.
And that's for all three, like, in total.
That's just what I saw on the news, but okay. I think that's honestly just for like second degree murder. I don't know in totality how many it would be.
I was speaking to
second degree manslaughter. It could be up to 10 years or a fine. So I'm thinking that the max altogether would be 40 years for him.
I was talking to our good friend, Sonora, the Howard Law student, just throwing that out there. And I was, you know, asking her thoughts about it and, you know, what, you know, if they were having any conversations about it at school and stuff. And she says, you know, she's like, to be realistic, we're probably looking at something between 5 to 8 years. And she was like, and it'll probably actually be more like 5. So
that's actually what I was going to say.
Yeah.
The max he could get is 40, but he'll probably only do like a year. And then be out right on parole.
Right. So, and that's where a lot of people come in and are saying like, you know, oh, this isn't justice. A lot of people are saying that, you know, they just used, they being the U.S., you know, our system used him as an example, as like a scapegoat to get us, as, you know, Americans off their backs. And you know what I mean? A lot of people are saying that this was just for show and that he happened to be the martyr or whatever.
You know, I don't know. I honestly don't know how to feel about all of this.
Yeah.
Because it's like, as Black people, we can't be happy about anything. And I'm not saying like, saying that as in like, you don't just take anything, you know what I'm saying? Like,
right,
be happy about
right.
something. But what I'm saying is that it's like, quite literally, this man needed to be found guilty. Like, he was guilty. We shouldn't even be like applauding the fact that they did the right thing here. But at the same time, as Black people, we know the reality of the situation is that this man is going to do almost no time. And like, let's not even forget about like, I mean, he hasn't been in jail, but he'll probably get like some time knocked off from time served while waiting for his sentencing as well. Like, it's just kind of a hot mess. And I just think that it's gross that we're like, oh, we saw the justice system work for once. No, what we've saw is a freaking dog and pony show. And it's like, I want to be happy about this. Like, I want to be just elated. I'm like, I don't really care about the means or why they did it. It's the fact that they did it. And for once, they told us that, you know, we matter and that they're listening. And let's just keep applying this kind of pressure going forward.
And that's exactly what I was going to add to it, is that, you know, we are watching and we are definitely ready to keep, you know, fighting. And as you've seen, you know, we're going to talk about, you know, with Dante Wright's, you know, murder, with that situation, how quickly, you know, action was being taken, you know. And these are just, you know, again, these are small steps. And I think we're slowly going to be seeing, you know, even with Adam Toledo, this was in Chicago, this is in a whole different area, you know. The body cam footage being released is huge as far as, you know, letting the public see what's going on and that kind of stuff. You know, you can't lie. You can't lie what the camera shows, you know.
That stuff. The same thing with the shooting in Columbus, Ohio. How quickly they were to turn that over as well.
With Micaiah.
Yes. Yeah. And I feel like it's interesting how we asked for body cams. They did that, and now it's like we need this footage to be released ASAP. And they're now doing that and not waiting and like, you know, like, oh, let's like try to doctor and edit it and da da da. They're like, no, let's release it to the public immediately. And I'm like, well, these are like small little changes, because it's like at the end of the day, y'all are still shooting folks. We're seeing stuff that we've been asking for happen. And so like all we have to do is keep pushing for these changes and let them know that we are not letting this go, and we're not gonna let it drop until we see a complete and utter gut of the police departments nationwide.
And I know that they don't want to keep seeing this unrest happen. They don't want to keep seeing us, you know, rioting and all that kind of stuff. So it's kind of like, do something, because you know that we're just gonna continue, and we have no issue with that. Clearly,
exactly.
Onto the next, you know, story here. Dante Wright, age 20. This was the one that also happened in Minneapolis. He was fatally shot on Sunday, April 11th, by Officer Kim Potter, who was a 26-year veteran in the Minneapolis Police Department, the same as Derek Chauvin. Like, literally, they were coworkers. Mm-hmm. And the situation was, she claimed that she thought she was, you know, she had her taser out. And, you know, again, we watched the footage. She did say, you know, taser, taser, taser. But what she had was her gun, and she shot him once, in which resulted in him later passing away from his injuries. She resigned almost immediately. Same with the police chief of Minneapolis, because, you know, at this point with Derek Chauvin,
he doesn't know how to hire people and or
you
train people.
Right. Yeah. You're clearly not doing your job well. And so Kim has since then been arrested and charged with second degree manslaughter. So, you know, this was a very quick, this all happened so quickly. And, you know, normally what would happen is, you know, they're getting placed on administrative leave, you know, pending an investigation or something like that, you know, a paid suspension. You know, we don't usually see resignations off the bat, as well as people actually being charged. So this alone is a huge step, and the action being taken, like, this happened on April 11th. It's been about 10, 11 days since this has happened. You know, justice is moving quickly with this one.
I wouldn't say that justice is moving quickly, but they're not like, oh, we're going to like pretend to not arrest this woman.
Right, right.
And also, if we just, I just want to add that second degree manslaughter could mean up to 10 years in prison or just a fine of more than $20,000. So more than likely,
she might not even have to do time
for this.
And you know what? They were pointing out that since she resigned, she's probably going to end up still getting her pension. So $20,000, a $20,000 fine from her pension is nothing.
Same with the police chief. So it's like, you know, your resignation means nothing. This man's still dead. His kid's going to grow up without a father. His parents have lost a son, and you get to keep your pension and maybe pay the $20,000 with that pension check and, you know, go about your merry way. I just want to add, I don't know how you mistake your taser as a 26-year veteran, how you mistake your taser for your gun. There's a difference in color. There's a difference in weight. There's a difference in everything.
Feel and finger position. All of it.
Do they ride with the safety off?
Right.
Is my only question.
That's her only question for real.
Literally. Because here's what I'm saying. That's an opportunity for change. Y'all need to start riding with the safety on. That way you know if you have your taser or your gun. Also, why are you riding hot and ready? Like a little Caesar's pizza. Sorry, I'm upset.
No, it's perfect. We're just going to quickly touch on these other two. Adam Toledo was age 13 when he was killed by the Chicago PD. They were on a foot chase. He was being pursued. He did have a weapon. He chucked the weapon, complied with officers, turned around with his hands up, and was then greeted with bullets. So there again, no justification there. Where was the de-escalation? Both of his hands were up. Yeah. And this officer actually was hesitant on releasing the body cam footage because what his story did not match with what the footage was. So that's
he was ready to lie.
Thank you. Yes, exactly. So that's another instance in which it's very important that these body cams are on and that they are being turned in promptly. Lastly, on April 20th, the day of Micaiah Bryant's murder, the same day that we heard the verdict about Derek Chauvin, apparently she called the police because she was being jumped by a group of teenagers. When they showed up on the scene, she had a knife. It looked like she was aggressing on these girls. The police shot her 4 times within 10 seconds. So again,
they literally popped out of the car without even assessing the situation.
And all I want to say is, now they're saying, you know, she was threatening the lives of others, but so did Dylan Roof, so did Kyle Rittenhouse, and so did James Holmes, just to name a few who are mass murderers, but were still taken alive.
With weapons that it's like, how did they even get access to?
So I don't even want to hear any of it, okay? Sorry, Tay, we're running low on time here. I wanted to get through that before we closed out because again, America, you need to do better. We need to change. And I do feel that there is time changing. We just got to keep applying that pressure.
Absolutely.
So until next week, you guys, thank you so much for listening to The Way with Jazz and Tay. We'll be back with more next week. You guys take care.
Peace.
As always, thank you so much for tuning into The Way. Catch you next week, same time, same place.
Follow us on Instagram at The Way Jazz and Tay and on Twitter at The Way JT.
Don't be afraid to DM us if you have any questions or suggestions about the show. Until next time, bye.
Peace.